Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Zvachim Daf Tzadi. We are holding 13 lines off the top of the Amud back to the question of sequence. How do we prioritize Karbanis when one is faced with a choice of this or that? Which one goes first? So the Mishnah gave us a whole rundown, a list. We have a factor called Tadir, right? The one that's more common that goes first. Or when they're both on the same level in terms of frequency, then it's the Mekudesh, the one that's holier, the one that's a broader, higher level, more encompassing Karban, which will take priority. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Oifois Koidmin Lamanachos. If you're faced with a bird Karban versus a Mincha, which one first? The Oif comes first. Well, that's because the birds are considered Minei Damim. They're of the blood variety of Karbanos, which is a broader, has a broader reach, many more variations, it's more atoning, perhaps. So it has that advantage. Well, says the Gemara, Adrab, if anything, go the other way. Give the advantage to the Mincha. Menachos, Koidmos, let the Mincha go first. Why? There's an element of advantage, of superiority to a Mincha over a bird, shekein yeshnan betzibur, kibiyachad, because in contrast to a bird carbon, which will never be offered by the public, by the tzibur, there's no concept of a tzibur bringing a bird, only animals. As opposed to menachos, Rashi brings two examples. We have at least two examples, menchas oimer and shtei alechem, which are menachos brought by the tzibur. So give the mincha priority over the oif, because has that advantage. Menachos koidmos, shekein yeshnu betzibur kibiyachad, applies to the tzibur just like to an individual, as opposed to a bird. Afiloch is still the damim factor present in the birds are considered, a higher, more powerful factor. Minei damim adifi. Minchas choyte. Okay, you're faced with two menachos. Minchas choyte, that a sinner brings to atone for transgression, you have a donated mincha. Which one's first? Minchas choyte comes first because it has the kapara element. Adarab, if anything, minchas nedava kedemes. Let the nedava goes first. Shekein tuna shevna levaina, because in contrast to the minchas choyte, which is sort of a lean, dry carbon without any oil or levaina, the nedava has those elements. So it's a broader package. It seems like it's a higher level mincha. Afiloch is still minchas choyte habo al chet adifa still. We prefer the Minchas Choyte, which is addressing a Chet, the Mechaperes, because of the atonement capability that it has, which the Nedava doesn't have. Iboilu. That comes an interesting question. So we resolved that Minchas Choyte versus Nedava, Choyte is first because of the Kapar. What if we have two Menaches? One is a donated Mincha, Minchas Nedava, and the other one is a Minchas Choyte that an errant woman brings, and it's meant to confirm her status, to verify her situation. You have that versus the nedava. Which one goes first? Well, you can say the nedava goes first because it has the shemen and levoina, which the minchas soita doesn't have. But you can say that the minchas soita is in a way similar to the minchas choyte, although it's not directly a toni, but it's coming to, as the Gemara calls it, mevarir avoin, come to verify, to clarify her status regarding her potential, sin. Okay, so which one's first? Iboilu, minchas soito, minchas nedava, ezoi mehen kodemes. Which one's first? Minchas nedava kodma. Shall we put the nedava ahead? Shekein tuna shemen levoina, because it comes along with a, bigger package, oil and incense. Spices. Adilma, or you can say minchas soito kodma. Perhaps the Minchas Soita stands higher. She came bar levar. It's coming to verify Avay, whether she sinned or not. So it has that, atonement, so to speak, sin-related property to it, which makes it similar to the Minchas Choyte, which comes before the Nedava. Tashma, it comes a Raya. Minchas Choyte, kodemes leminchas Nedava. That's our Mishnah, right? Choyte before Nedava. So let's make an observation. Apparently, only Minchas Choyte, who the Kadma, the Minchas Nedava, the Choyte comes before Nedava, because the chayta is actually directly atoning for a chet. Ha-minchas soita, why? But if it was a choice between soita and adava, it wouldn't precede an adava. Well, so the Gemara, not so quick. Miktani, does the Mishnah then actually say, v'pnei shei mechaperes? The reason why chayta comes before adava is because of its atonement abilities, which would, you know, set it apart, would distinguish it between itself and the soita, which doesn't have that. It doesn't say that. Mishnah says because the minchas choyte is addressing a sinful situation, and it also could relate to soita, which is also coming to address a sinful situation. So perhaps that too gives it priority over the nedava. We're not sure. Toshma, here comes another right from a brisa, which compares two types of mincha without actually naming them. Okay, so it's A versus B, and the Mishnah and the brisa says, Zu kedemas lazu, A precedes B, shezu boa menachitin, because A is comprised of wheat flour, which is a higher, you know, more elaborate carbon than barley flour. Vizu, but item B, boa menasa, comes from barley flour. My love, let's assume minchas nedava l'minchas soite, that the brisa is comparing a donated mincha, which hails from flour of wheat, and that will come before the mincha soita, which is made of barley. There's your answer. Nedava before soita. Lo, no, mincha soita, mincha soita. Actually, the brisa is comparing choita to soita. Totally new equation. And choita comes before soita because this is wheat and this is barley. Well, says the Gemara, if that was the subject matter in the brisa, then why would the brisa have to submit to wheat and barley? Typically, it can simply state the original distinction that we had in the Mishnah. Doha mechaperes, v'olei mechaperes. The choyte comes forth because it's mechaper as opposed to the nedava. Ve'lamai, so what are you suggesting? That in fact the brisa is discussing a different equation, explaining why nedava comes before the soita. Reason being that this is wheat, this is barley. Well, ve'lamai minchas nedava, so you think the brisa is discussing nedava versus soita, typically. So there too, the brisa could have simply stated a more obvious distinction. Forget about wheat and barley. Why did the brisa delete that factor? That the nedava stands high because it has the shemna lavoina, you know, accompaniment as opposed to the soita, which doesn't have that. Ella, so you have to say, chad mitri time you knock it. You know, sometimes the brisa doesn't spill it all out, present all factors on the table at once. You know, you're right, it could have presented, you know, both distinctive elements. Shemna levina versus no shemna levina, chitin versus soir. It chose, you know, just to focus on one as a sampling. So likewise, the same money, the brisa could be speaking about contrasting choyta to soita. And you're right, although the brisa could have added more factors to the list. This is mechaper, this is not. The brisa just chose a sampling, wheat and barley, but really, there are other factors as well. So basically, we don't really have a conclusive shot on this brisa, and a conclusion on our shaila. So what we do know is, a choita precedes nedava. What we don't know is, that what happens if you mix, you know, soita into the mix? Does the soita and the nedava, you know, which one is kaidem? Okay, now the Mishnah continues and says, regarding a choice of birds, you have a chatas bird and an oila bird, the chatas always comes first. Now, let's recall that yesterday we had a similar gemara regarding putting the chatas behema before the chatas, before the oilas behema. We learned that from the pasuk by the Levim. Actually, interestingly, we had back in Daf Zayin, the Gemara did explain sort of a, you know, behind the scenes reason for this. Why does the chatas come before the oila? He says because the Gemara explains because it's like a person sinned. First, he has to sort of, you know, sura meira, remove the sin. You know, the chatas, which atones for the which is machaper for the avera, and then you have your gift, you know, then you, the gift of goodwill follows the, you know, the removal an addressing of the sin. So that's the appropriate order. First the chatas, then the oil. So we had the pasuk about Levim, teaching that the chatas behema comes before the oilas behema. Now we have a pasuk regarding birds as well. Chatos or ifkedemus, the chatos bird comes before the oila bird. Not only how do we know? Then Rabban, we have a rice, the ikrus, ashal chatos rishayim. Okay, so regarding the birds, first goes the chatos bird. Not tamalayma. What's the pasuk teaching us? Shein tamalayma lalamid shetikur rishayim. If it's coming to teach us, or im lalamid, there's a gerus. If it's coming simply to teach us the basic order of things, that the chatos bird comes first. Harukpar nemer already says that in the other pasuk. The second one's an oila. Obviously, the first one's a chatos. So why this, you know, repetition here with the words v'hikrib as a shalach chatos rishon? Ella, rather, it's coming to teach us a precedent to be applied. You know, so this formula, this order, is applied in all chatos oila scenarios. Even if the chatos is merely a bird, and the oila is a behema, you would think the behema comes first. No, when it comes to chatos and oila, the chatos is always number one. It's coming to give us sort of a father example, a general formula. L'chol chatois, all situations which involve a chatos, sheyigdimu l'oila habois simoen, which come before the oila that accompanies them. Bein, in all variations, all combinations, whether it's chatos or l'oila soif, bird versus bird, chatos is first. Bein chatos behema l'oila behema, animal versus animal, chatos is first, as we learned back from the pasuk bar Levim. And the binyan av, the third punchline here is regarding va'afilo chatas oiv leilas behema. Even if it's a chatas bird versus an animal, the bird comes first. And the Gemara again spells out the three levels and their sources. Hilchach therefore chatas oiv leilas oiv. When it's chatas bird versus oila bird, that's learned from the pasuk that we just mentioned. Meves hasheni chatas. So the second one is chatas, indicating the first one is an oila. That's when it's bird versus bird. What about chatos behema leilas behema? Chatos behema versus leilas behema. Midrabbi Rachmana, that was yesterday's pasuk by the Levim, which involved, you know, animals. And finally, even chatos oiv leilas behema. Chatos bird comes before the oila animal. That was from the extra pasuk today. Mizeh bana av toshma. Here comes a kasha. You're telling me that in all situations, even if it's bird versus animal, chatos comes first. We have a kasha from a carbon that you let as a woman who gives birth brings. So, in her situation, it's very interesting. It's not your typical. Typically, when will a person bring birds as a pair, you know, chatos no'ila pair, when he can't afford a chatos behema? So he's meant to bring a chatos behema to atone for a sin. He can't afford it. So it gets sort of downgraded and converted into a pair of birds, one being a chatas, one being an oila. So in a way, that pair of birds, even though it entails, and includes an oila, but you realize it's just an exchange for that chatas behema. So certainly you would understand the chatas comes first, because it's really just another way of doing the chatas, right? Right? It's substituting for the chatas behema. Of course the chatas bird comes first. No, not so by the yeledes. In her case, the standard is a behema oila with a chatas bird, right? Even if she's wealthy and she can afford it, she brings a behema oila and an oif lechatas. An aniya, poor woman, would switch just one thing. Instead of bringing a oilas behema, right, the animal oila, she brings a oilas oif, right, an oila bird. So just as if she would be holding at the higher level of the animal, she would bring the oila first, as the pasuk there indicates that the oila's behema comes before the chatas oif. Likewise, even if she downgrades and switches it over to a bird, it doesn't change things. The chatas doesn't leapfrog, doesn't get ahead of the oila. And that's what Reb Lezer is coming to explain for us. Why is this different than your standard chatas and oila pair, where the chatas goes first? Tashmar, blazo oimer, kol makim. Typically, in a typical case, shenus chalfa chatas, when the fellow is meant to bring a chatas behem, and it gets switched over for a bird, to a pair of birds, one being chatas, one being oila. So you can fully understand Chatos Kodemus. In sort of, in terms of sequence, the Chatos bird comes first, because after all, it's pretty much substituting for Chatos Behemoth, which also would come first. V'kan, as opposed to here by the Yoledes, Oila Kodemus. No, here the Oila bird comes first. Just as if it were to be an animal, it would come first. That's the first reason. Of a total of three reasons. Reason number two. Kol makom shebaal chet chatos kedemes. V'kan oila kedemes. Typically, you know, the chatos is coming to address a sin. So the chatos comes first, but over here it's not so. The chatos is not really addressing a sin that she committed. It's coming to assist her in her, you know, purification process. So here, the oila comes first. Thirdly, v'chal makom sheshnayim boim tachas chatos, chatos kedemes. Typically, when one turns into two, so the chatos behemoth, which a wealthy man is supposed to bring, sort of gets converted into a pair of birds, one being chatos, one being oila. So it's very clear that the chatos behemoth is a powerful carbon. In fact, it sort of gets switched into two. One turns into two. That indicates its importance, its prominence. So although you're landing with a pair of birds, one being chatos, one being oila, the chatos still maintains that superiority and it goes first. But kind of oila kademas, as opposed to the yoledes, where it's not like the chatos is generating two birds. Initially, she should have brought a chatos oif, and she's still bringing only one chatos oif. The reason why she's bringing a second bird, that's a substitute for the oila's behemoth. So you don't see that superiority in the chatos, and the oila comes first. Bottom line is, this sort of contravenes what we said earlier, that in all situations, in all configurations, the chatos always goes first. Why is this different? Amar Rava l'mikra'a hikdima ha'kasav. Tosfos learns, because in the psukim describing the karbonis, the Torah indicates first the oila, then the chatos, to tell you that's the way it's meant to be offered. So this is an exceptional case. Toshmai comes another kasha. We have a brice, a mishnah actually. The brisa. So brisa says like this: if you have all types of potential carbon, you have the cows, the rams, the sheep, and the, you know, goats. Which one does the kohen do first? Parim koidim le'elim, cows before rams. Ve'elim koidim le'kvasim, rams before sheep. Kvasim le'seirim, sheep before goats. Now, what are we speaking about? What day in the year is this? My lab, we're assuming the chag. It's on Yom Tov of Sukkot. We have so many different types of karbonis. And Rashi explains that actually on Sukkot, the kvasim are going to be oila, the se'irim are going to be chatos. And still the Braisa tells us, what goes first? The kvasim before the se'irim, the oila before the chatos. No, we're not talking about Yom Tov, Lenadav, we're talking about a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash. Lots of donated, karbonis, all coming as a carbon oila. Oh, so they're all pretty much on the same, plane in terms of the, chatos oila configuration, or oila, all the same type. So then we prioritize the bigger animals and give them precedence over the small animals. Parim kaidman le'elim, why? Shekein eshrabu b'nesachem, because the par comes along with a larger dose of nesachem, of wine, of oil. V'chein elim l'kvasim, for the same reason the elim precede the kvasim, because of their greater nesachem. Why kvasim before l'seirim? Shekein eshrabu ba'alya, because a keves typically has an added element of hakrava, the tail area, that puts it above the soir, which doesn't have it. Toshma, here comes another rai, another kash, on this general principle that chatas always precedes the oila. Toshma. So we have a braisa. We're in the Beis HaMikdash, and we have a choice of two karbonis right now. Par koyim mashiach, the chatas that the kohen gadol brings upon sinning. That goes before koidem lepar helam davashal tzibur, to the par that the public will bring upon sinning. Likewise, the par helam davashal tzibur koidem, that precedes lepar vaytzichavim, the par that the tzibur would bring, for erroneously sinning with avodah zarah, which happens to be an oila. Okay, so far so good. But here comes the kasha. Par vaytzichavim, that carbon which is an oila koidem, that comes before. To the goat that the tzibur will bring for doing avodah zarah, they have to bring two karbonis, par oila and sar lechatas. And the question is why? The par is gecham oila. The par of the avodah zara is an oila. Why does that come before the chatos? Osir avodah gecham is a chatos. Also, the more of Reish. Okay, that's a good question. But why don't you support me from the first part of the brayse, which puts the chatos before the oila? So although this is a kasha, that's going to be a raya to me. Paralim davar shaltzibu, which is a chatos, koydim lepar avodah gecham, which is an oila. Well, says the Gemara, that's not really up for discussion. I never had a question. It was clear to me that when the chatos and oila of the same variety, the same type of animal, like over here, bulls, cows, of course, I wouldn't suggest that chatos should not come before the oila. Of course it does. That's pretty simple. The chatos katma. My challenge, my question related to uneven karbanis. When the... you're telling me that a chatas ha'oif comes before the oilas behema, despite its disparity in size and prominence. And here we see otherwise. Here we seem to see otherwise. Because the braisa is sequencing the par avodah zarah before the soyer avodah zarah, even though the soyer is a chatas. Why does it come second? Apparently because it's a smaller animal. So you see, size does play a role in determining sequence between mina. I was discussing two different sizes. Ashkan oila the katan lechatos. So in this price we see clearly the oila, because of its greater size, comes before the chata. That's a kasha on you. Who discounts that size factor? Ami my rabba. So in Eretz Yisrael they answered and made the rabba bar mari. Typically the oila is always number two. Well, here it's different. Chatos abayt gecham chaser aleph lechatos. Take a look at the close look at the spelling of the wording in the psukim regarding the par and sar abayt zara. It spells the word chatos without an aleph, which is untypical to tell you that it's different than the regular chatos. It comes as number two. Ravin Omar, another teretz, says kemishpat ksivu. The pasuk uses the word kemishpat in describing the sequence of these two karbonis to tell you as is the way it's delineated in the psukim. This is an exceptional case. Chatos follows the oila. Okay, once you discover this observation, that in fact the word kemishpat indicates exactness of sequence, even though it's not, typical, I feel the parim de chag, we can now readdress that earlier braisa which discussed parim, elim, and kvasim, and seirim, we thought it was the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and that ran us into trouble. Yeah, even if it's Sukkos. And the kvasim are oila, they will come before the Seirim. Why? Kemishpatam ksibu? Because the pasuk uses the word kemishpatam to indicate, as is, follow this precise sequence. And in the pasuk, you have it listed in that way. Parim, le'elim, v'lekvasim, b'misparim, kemishpatam, to tell you that, in fact, the kvasim come before the Seirim. Okay, so in a nutshell, in general, chatas before the oila, whether it's bird-bird, animal-animal, even bird-animal. We have some exceptions by the Pa'asar Rabbi Dezara, perhaps on Sukkot as well. Now comes an interesting question. Iboilu, here comes a Shaila. So let's take the known clear factors and put it on the table, and then we'll sort of explore a cross factor type of equation, try to figure out what to do. Iboilu, you have a Chata Soif, Voilas Behema, Umaser, Ezim and Koyim, which one goes first? So we do know that a Chata Soif always comes before the Oilu, even the Oilas Behema. As discussed, we also know, we learned this in the Mishnah, that an oilas behema comes before a maser behema, right? The oilas kachim kachim, it's kolil, fully burnt on the mizbeach. So chatas versus oila, chatas comes first. Oila versus maser behema, oila comes first. What if you have all three together? You have the chatas oif, the oilas behema, so the chatas goes first. You also have the maser behema. So, in a sense, here the oila comes before the maser. But if you put the oila before the maser, well, the chatas will have to come before the oila. Okay, so put the chatas before the oila. Problem is, here's the third leg of the equation. Maser behema, which is an animal carbon, comes before the chatas oif, which is merely a bird carbon. So you're sort of going around in circles. The chatas before the oila, yeah. The oila before the maser, yeah. But then the maser comes before the chatas. So where do you start? Where do you end? Iboilu. Chatas oif, right? That's the first. Voilas behema the second. Umaser the third. Ezman koyim, which one goes first? Shall we say, tiktum chatas oif? Put the chatas oif first. No, the maser precedes that. Ika maser the kadim le. Okay, put the maser first. Lick the maser. Well, no. The oila is catching its tail. Ika oilas behema. The kalma comes before the maser. Okay, so put the oila first. No, he has the chatas behind him, trying to catch up and get ahead. Tiktum oilas behema. Put the oilas behema first. Ika chatas oif. The chatas oif goes first. So it's a perpetual, endless equation. What do we do? So you have two possible solutions. The one presented in Bavel and the one in Eretz Yisrael. Hacha, here in Bavel Targimu, they resolved as follows. Min Zevach Adif. That's it. The Maser Behema, which is a Min Zevach, which is a slaughtered animal, that's a Maila over the other Mailas, and that goes first. Right? You can't put it second. You can't put it last. So it has to go first. And once that goes first, certainly what follows is the chatas, and then comes the oila. Right? Because certainly you can't put the oilas behema before the chatas oif, because that's like the pasuk, because there's a kasuf. So once you start with the maser behema, certainly you proceed with the chatas to the oila. Okay, because min zevach adif. The fact that the maser is a behema, that certainly goes before the chatas, which is only a bird. Okay, Marav Amri, it's Yisrael, they solved as follows. No. They held that the chatas oif goes first. And then comes the oila and then the maser. Why? Because although the chatas on its own is not deemed superior to the maser behema, which is the opposite, right? But since the chatas stands higher than the oila, and the oila stands higher than the maser behema, so the oila sort of elevates, it injects an element of superiority to the chatas, which now allows it and enables it to supersede even the maser behema. Right? It empowers it to get on top. Marava Amri, Aila bo oilas behema b'chatas oif. The oilas behema injected a power, an element of superiority. It upgraded the chatas oif above everything. Vagbata, and it lifted it above the maser. Vagbata mi maser. So now, chatas oif comes first, followed by oilas behema, and finally the maser behema. Interesting. Says the Mishnah, what about Chatas versus Asham? Kolam Chatoyesh B'Toyra, Koyd Mesh L'Ashamis. Okay, as we learned back in the Af Peites, Chatas always precedes the Asham. And the reason was because the Chatas has a more extensive blood, you know, application on all the four corners, etc. Chutz Asham Metzoyra, there's an exception, Asham Metzoyra, which will come first, Mishpneshu Baal Hechsher, because in contrast to a regular Asham which is coming to atone, the asham that a mitzvah brings at the end of his process is coming to be machshir him, to enable him for eating kachim. It's more of sort of a more powerful karban. It's more chashiv, it's entire the mitzvah, and that will take first place. Another point regarding the various types of ashams, there are differences in terms of the halachis. Kol asham is shibatari, your typical asham in the Torah, boy and beishtayim. How old is it meant to be? Neishtayim. Neishtayim means within the second year of its birth. Uboim kater shkolim is meant to cost you 2 shkolim. So there's that minimum value requirement. Chutz mashem nazir, mashem mitzvah, except for these two, which have a different system. Shein boim neishasan, they're meant to come within a year of birth. Vein boim kater shkolim, it's not meant to cost you. There's no minimum value on that. It says the Mishnah, kashem shekodim bakravasim, just as we provided a priority list regarding being makrav karbonis. Koidman bachilos. Likewise, in terms of consuming the karbonis. So let's say you have basar of this and basar of that. The priority is given to the carbon on the higher level. Okay, so the one that's more tadir, the one that's more merkudish, comes before the other one. And it's very well understood because the achila of a carbon is part and parcel of its akrava, of its kapara. So that's sort of a completion of its process, and therefore, it it's tied to the factors discussed up until now. Continues the Mishnah with another factor of kedima, of sequencing. Shlamim shalemish, u'shlamim shalayim. Okay, so it's Monday, and turns out that yesterday on Sunday there was a shlamim that was delivered to the Beis HaMikdash, but not yet taken care of. You have a shlamim that arrived today. Which one is going to be addressed first? Shalemesh Kaidin, the one from yesterday, comes first, L'shalyayim, over today's, because, you know, he came first, and it's only right, it's only kavod to address him first. What about, right, Shalom Shalemesh Kaidin Shalayim? What about Shalom Shalemesh Chatas V'Ashem Shalayim? Oh, this is interesting. Yesterday we have a Shlomim, and today we have a Chatas V'Ashem. Now they're both here. Shlomim shel emesh koydim. Did you remember Rebbe holds? You first process yesterday's shecht, yesterday's shlomim, for the same reason. Despite chatas v'asham being on a higher level, doesn't matter, because Rashi says it's a zilzal. It's you know, it's degrading to let the yesterday's carbon wait so long. It came first. First come, first serve. In this case, chachamim disagree. Chachamim, the chatas factor takes precedence. Chatas kedemes. Because it's kachim kachim, which the shlamim isn't. Concludes the Mishnah. How is the kohen meant to consume karbonis? Is there any specific rules in terms of style, in terms of recipe? No. He can choose the recipe and style of his choosing. The kulon regarding all the achilos of all karbonis. Hakanim rashayin l'shanis b'achilos. The kohen could choose to, you know, apply any manner of eating. L'ochel and tsluyin, to eat them, you know, barbecued or shlukin, heavily cooked, or v'shalom, lightly cooked. Well, also the second tavli chulin, the tavli truma, the Reb Shimon Shimon holds you can put in all kinds of seasoning, chulin or even truma. Rabbi Omer, no, lo yitin sechon tavli truma. Don't put truma into the basar kachim. Shelo yaviyat truma, they psul, because it can endanger, it can risk the truma material and make it possible prematurely, because, you know, truma has no deadline in terms of consumption. And if you put it into the, you know, into the basar of the kodesh, which has a very short specific zman achila. Suppose it gets left over, everything becomes possible, including the truma element within it, so you're sort of causing a premature disqualification of that truma. You shouldn't take that risk. Okay, so let's just summarize. We discussed the ayifa is coming before menaches, minchas chayte before minchas nedava. Regarding saita, we weren't sure. We discussed the chatas before the oila in all variations, except for some exceptions. We discussed an interesting equation, chatas, oila, and maaser, which way to go. We discussed the chatas versus the asham, different types of asham, prioritization regarding consumption, and giving the kayanim a free hand in terms of how to consume their karbanis. All the best to you, and that's Hatzlacha Rabba.